Our Hearts is the name of that CD. Daniel Gill before that, Nachamu Nachamu Ami. Soul Calling is the name of the release on Kinor Productions. Before that, Andre Previn, Thomas Martin, and the Hawthorne String Quartet, Sonata for Clarinet and Piano. Previn plays Previn on the Terezin Music Foundation label. Okay, so I want to share something, since we just played Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach, my teacher and Rebbe, Lessons from My Rebbe by Nissan Gershon, Bob Katz, from the Kol Chevra 20th Yortzeit. It has been 20 years since Reb Shlomo left this world. He left an indelible mark on tens of thousands of people. Reb Shlomo was a giant. I should say it's WMFO Medford. And we're at Tufts University. This is the Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice, commemorating my mother's anniversary of her passing 2 years ago, her Yortzeit, which will be Thursday night into Friday. She reached the age of 103. Now, let's say more about her in a bit. We're talking now about Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach, I just played. He was my Rebbe. This is Nissan Gershon, Bob Katz speaking. He was my Rebbe, and it was such a privilege to have been a little bit close to him. There was the inside of the inside and the outside of the outside. The outside of the inside. I think I was on the inside of the outside. Many people who will read this never met Shlomo. Maybe they weren't born until after he was gone, but they learn his Torahs, his teachings, and sing his Degunim, his songs. Perhaps they think these Torahs and songs were given to the world by the dancing rabbi, or the singing rabbi, or the rabbi of the hippies, but Reb Shlomo was the rabbi of the rabbis, and he cared greatly for the Torah of truth and the sweetness of the Torah. If there is one teaching that stands foremost in my mind, it is, if it isn't sweet, it isn't Torah. It's very deep, and there are many stories which illustrate this truth. I had the privilege to see the things that Reb Shlomo seemed to take lightly, such as the exact time to start praying, was not done out of scorn for the standard Ashkenazic way of doing things. Rather, it came from a different interpretation of the time frames, ones which are used by a large number of Hasidic groups. Reb Shlomo didn't push away halacha. On the contrary, he knew it inside out and embraced it. He was not afraid to say yes or it's permitted under this circumstance. He says, learn to be a Jew, yes. Learn to be a yes Jew, yes. I don't eat ham. I never heard him give a shiur on halacha. This is the way that we walk, the way we do, but it permeated his life and how he interacted with the Chevra. Once I was at a house of Shiva of mourning. Reb Shlomo rushed in straight from the airport and said, quick, let me have your tefillin. I may have put mine on too early today. Mind you, he had already put on tefillin, and maybe he put them on at an appropriate time, but he wasn't sure, so he did it again. Reb Shlomo always dried his fruit before he ate it. And Shabbos morning, Parshat Noach, just before he took off, upstairs at the shul on 79th Street, as I was making coffee, he yelled at me from across the room, put the water in first! So much for that which has been cooked. Can't be cooked. But then again, what is cooked? What do we know? It's getting into a little bit of the nitty-gritty of the rules of what you can do and not do on Shabbos morning or on Shabbos period. So that's a very sweet little thing. So, you know, yes, the halacha, the rules are important, but even more important is the sweetness of the Torah, of our tradition. And we are so blessed to have had somebody who walked among us, who opened it up for us. And so, you know, you read about the great rabbis of the past, but we had a great rabbi right in our presence. So that was a wonderful, wonderful gift. So I wanted to share a little bit more about my mom. She was very active in the community. She was one of the first people in who went to college. She went to Penn State. She was brought up both in Pennsylvania and New York City. And she was active in a lot of civic organizations, performing, and she was active in Utica, where she moved to. My father got a job there in teaching Hebrew school while he was waiting to pass the New York State Bar. He was an attorney. So she was involved with the Sisterhood of the Synagogue and also Hadassah. She was president of both organizations on numerous times and used to write beautiful programs and poems and songs for installations and for events, and always hosted events at our home, was a wonderful cook, and always prepared food for people in the community who had whatever needs. Very forgiving. It would take an awful lot to get my mother to be upset with somebody. They had to really, really pull on her because she was very generous and forgiving. A lot of fun. She had a very, very funny sense of humor and also was a very snappy dresser. A lot of my friends say I take after her in that way. So she was an educator. She taught little ones from nursery school. She even created a whole nursery school program, which didn't exist for the Jewish community in Utica, and had a drive to create a building, which they didn't have. They used to rent. And she taught all the way up through even the college years through a retired program. And she went back to school and got her master's from my own school, from Cortland. So always learning, always reading books. She had a book group before Oprah Winfrey even knew what a book group was. In fact, she was written up in the New York Times about her book group. She had birthday clubs with her friends. She had wonderful friends and a lot of younger friends, which was great because at 103, there weren't many people left of her age group. So, you know, I was just so lucky in both my mom and my dad. Wonderful parents, and I miss my mom. I think about her. I have a picture of her right next to the television, so when I look at the television, I always see her smiling face, and, you know, it's just so grateful for all the lessons that she gave me. Not that I understood or took to heart all of them. I was a bit of a stubborn mule. But in spite of that, I think, you know, she knew that how much I loved her. And my sister and I were able to go and visit her. She was in a nursing home up in upstate New York, in Utica. And so it was a long schlep. It was like 6 hours to get there. But we used to go and visit her. And, of course, the last period of time wasn't so great. But she kept her marbles for a long time. She was pretty with it. And, you know, had physical ailments, like you can say. But thank God, you know, she passed before this whole COVID thing. That was really a mercy, you know, not to have to deal with that. So I had shared with you earlier the Yeshus Chayil, and I said that it was an allegorical, referring to the Shekhinah, or God's presence, also to the Sabbath, the Torah, wisdom, and the soul. And so that's something that traditionally a man would sing to his wife before Kiddush on Friday night. And it's a very beautiful prayer. So, okay, let's see. I think I have something ready to go for us here at WMFO. Thank you.
אמת בדברים שאת אומרת אמת פשוטה אל מול היד המכוונת רק לנשום מול הים שישאר אחרינו יום נגמר לילה שמביא לו התחלה חדשה שאת אומרת אמת פשוטה אל מול היד המכוונת רק לנשום מול הים שישאר אחרינו יום נגמר לילה שמביא לו התחלה חדשה
Said she had my picture under the lamp by her bed. She dreamed one day she would meet me like I had risen from the dead. And I wish I could be your savior, but I am only flesh and blood. I wish I could be your hero, but tonight I'm just a man falling in love tonight. I am just a man falling in love tonight. I am flesh and blood. And I wish I could save the world. Yes, I wish I could be pure. Well, maybe if I tried harder, but I'm not really sure. And I wish I could be your savior, but I am just flesh and blood. I wish I could be your hero, but tonight I'm just a man falling in love tonight. I am just a man falling in love tonight. I am flesh and blood. Born from my mother's womb and returned to the dust, a heart of love and temptation, compassion and lust. And I wish I could be your savior, but I'm just flesh and blood. I wish I could be your hero, but tonight I'm just a man falling in love tonight. I am just a man falling in love tonight. I am flesh and blood.
Okay, I'm not sure why that decided to stop. Let's see if we can reboot that. Nope, it says error media. Okay, well, that's too bad. That was really pretty. And now it's not going to let me get this out. Oh, okay. Well, we'll just go to something else. I wanted to actually share with you something from this wonderful website, 21st Century. And let's see, it says scientists develop method to harvest electricity from seaweed. That's quite interesting. It's by Nama, I think it's Barak. An idea inspired by a swim leads to the production of electrical currents on a par with those obtained from standard solar cells. That is fascinating. Let's see what more they have to say about that. So, oh, that's interesting. Now we've lost this. Okay. So, let's see. They're showing all these people out gathering seaweed. Ancient Greek inventor Archimedes may have had his eureka moment in the bath, but modern-day Israeli student Yaniv Schlossberg recently had his own moment of clarity during a swim in the sea. Interesting. Inspired by the sight of seaweed on a rock, he wondered whether the algae could be used to create green carbon-negative energy. A bit of research and one publication later, the answer became a resounding yes. Fascinating. Ha! And now I've lost this deck completely. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. The negative effects of fossil fuel usage have long led researchers to look for cleaner, planet-friendlier ways to provide the world with power. One such path of research involves using living organisms as a source of electrical currents in microbial fuel cells. But the problem with this is that the bacteria need to be constantly fed and in some cases are pathogenic. That's not so good. So let's see. Another option is a technology called biophotoelectrochemical cells, BPEC, where the source of electrons can be derived from photosynthesis. Photosynthetic bacteria, especially cyanobacteria or blue-green algae. The only problem here is that it is less commercially attractive since the amount of current that can be produced is smaller than that of other sources such as solar cell technologies. I had the idea one day when I went to the beach, explained Schlossberg. At the time, I was studying the cyanobacterial BPEC when I noticed seaweed on a rock that looked like electrical cords. I said to myself, since they also perform photosynthesis, maybe we can use them to produce currents. Schlossberg and a team of researchers from the Technion, Israel Institute of Technology, and the Israel Oceanographic and Limnological Research Institute began exploring the use of ulva, or sea lettuce, which grows plentifully both naturally and for research purposes on Israel's Mediterranean shores. This is fascinating. After developing new methods to connect between the ulva and the BPEC, currents 1,000 times greater than those from cyanobacteria were obtained, currents that are on the level of those obtained from standard solar cells. Fabulous. The results were recently published in Biosensors and Bioelectronics. Currents in the dark. Well, it goes on to much more detail. Just incredible. It says no carbon is released during the harvesting of the current during daytime, and the seaweed releases the normal amount of carbon during respiration at night. Apparently, they've built a prototype. Well, that is just unbelievable. So we will see what develops from that. That's fabulous. Well, I lost that CD deck. It's completely gone, but I do have another one, so we'll do this now. I'm down to one deck. All right, so this is from Yiddish Masterpieces, and let's listen to, well, they've got, okay, in the cheder, let's see, tell me, Rabbi. Bread, meat, and fish. Let's try that one. Oh, it'd be good if I, yeah. Now this deck doesn't want to accept the CD. Come on. All right. And these headphones keep cutting in and out. It's just, I don't know. It's a technical nightmare. Okay, it says it's loading. I hope everybody's having a great evening out there. It's dark. It's 4:31 here, WMFO, Medford. We're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. And we're going to listen to some Yiddish music, Bread, Meat, and Fish by Mordechai Hirschman.
Lo mir ane singen a zemerl, a zemerl. Lechem is brohoid, botar ve dogim ve chol matami. Zog shemir rebenyo lechem is Frischen Kebole Keller In a body Kabetsu Nimoy Veyoy Kabetsu Nim Ize Leiche Madar Inke Skor Inke Lennebe Le Mirade Zingen Le Mirade Zingen Azemer Azemer Lechem is brohoid bo sarve dogim bechol matami. Zog shemir reben yo bo sar is evos. Badin egidim is ebu sar agib ruten ekatskele. In a body cabet on him, my way, I cabet on him. Is a boss or a long in a labor, never. Lamir on Lechem is brohoid bo sarve dogim v'chol matami. Zog shemir reben yo dogim izevos. Vaidin egidim ize dogim atapun dikikar pele. In a body cabezon in my way, I cabezon in my way, is a dog in my hoys give a ter hair and girl and never. Love you, love you, singing, love you, love you, singing, as ever, as ever. Lechem is brohoid bo sarve dogim v'chol matami. Zog shemir reben yo chol matami mizevos. Badin egidim iz chol matami mazisin ketimetu. Ne badi kabetsoni moi veyoi kabetsoni. Iz chol matami mazo yerehu.
Thank you.
in a zemerl, a zemerl. Lechem is bro, hoi, bo, for ve do, gim ve chol matami. Zog, jemir, rebenyo, lechem is bro. In a body cabezon, in my way, I cabezon. In the lake, my darling is calling, Kellen Nebel. La mira de zingel, la mira de zingel, a zemer, a zemer. Lechem is brohoid, bosar ve dogim bechol matami. Zog, jemir reben yo bosar iz vos. Badin egidim iz bosar agi bruten ekatskele. In a body cabezon, in my way, I cabezon. In the bulls or along in a labor, never. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, Lechem is brohoid, bosar ve dogim bechol matami. Zog, jemir reben yo dogim iz vos. Ay, dine gidim iz dogim atapundik ikal pele. In a body cabezon, in my way, I cabezon, in my way, is a dog, in my hoist, give a ter hair, and girl never. Love you, 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 Lechem is brohoid, bosar ve dogim bechol matami. Zog, jemir reben yo chol matami mizvos. Badin egidim iz chol matami mazisin ketim mesu. In a body cabezon, in my way, I cabezon. It's all my time, me my soul, yere hu, gere kele nebech. La mira le zingel, la mira le zingel, a zemer, a zemer. Lechem is brohoid, bosar ve dogim bechol matami.
Okay, so for whatever reason, this deck has decided it doesn't want to play. Let me switch decks. I don't know what's going on. So we were listening to Yiddish Masterpieces, and that was Malaski Hirschman. Mordechai Hirschman, Bread, Meat, and Fish. And see if we can get this one ready to play for you. Okay, so I think as long as it goes in there, yeah. All right. Don't know why. All right. Okay, so...
Thank you.
Well, that was so beautiful. Koldodi Vihinezaba. And let's see. So that's the Sons of Sepharad. Koldodi. Mordechai Hirschman, Bread, Meat, and Fish before that from Yiddish Masterpieces. I tried to play Shulamit. That was beautiful with Frank Lenzen on the trumpet, but I don't know. It just wouldn't work. It screwed up the CD player. It's from a CD called For You, the Sun Will Shine, Songs of Women in the Shoah. Laser Lord before that, Flesh and Blood from his CD Help is on the Way from Lots of Love Records. And the Idan Rachel Project, Sabe Deus, God Knows, from Quarter to Six. And I left out the lyrics for that. That was really, let's see, I'll share them with you. God knows everything that enters my soul. God knows where do I find my calm. Only God knows. How quiet was the morning when you left, that day when you left me, and forever you were gone. God knows how cold our bed is. God knows, as my voice still calls you, only God knows. How can I live in this sadness, knowing that you will not come back? That is my certainty. But God willing, you will be waiting for me, where it's always spring. But God willing, I will come back to you, born again, when I die. There is truth in what you say, a simple truth against the guiding hand. Just breathe, facing the sea, which will be there after us. Day passes, night, which brings him a new beginning. Beautiful words. Wow. So it made me think of the loss of my beautiful kitty, my Simcha, who on January 5th was gone 5 months. I just got the notice from the Belmont City Hall that I have to pay. You have to register and pay for your pets. And I said, well, I don't know where he is. Somewhere. So, well, we have something else ready to go. Let's see if this deck will actually work. Nope, it doesn't want to work. So we'll have to go. We'll have one deck to use. I don't know what's going on here. Ah. Let's see. Sorry, folks, it just takes a little bit of rearranging. You can only do with one deck. one, two, three, four, five. All right, it's going to come.
Zufrieden mit, was ihr hat und was ihr wird noch kriegen. Es wird sein gut, hat nicht kein Neue, nur hit ab alle mit Zwills und Verlass mit die Teure. A Wade is unschlecht, weil mir sennen doch in Gollis. Hereingezogen in der Welt, alte Klolles. Aber hört gut, meine Wärter, ich sag auch euch Sassod. Bald wollen alle wissen, Hashem Mecha, du Schmoye Chadai. Alle Jiden, seid zufrieden mit, was ihr hat und was ihr wird noch kriegen. Es wird sein gut, hat nicht kein Meure, nur hit ab alle mit Zwiss und fahren los mit die Teure. Die Welt ist doch verheuscht, das kennen alle sehen, aber das ist nicht kein neues, weil es alles einmal gewinnt. Und der Sof ist doch derselbe und kommt uns sehr schnell. Es wird da helfen, die was gehen gegen ein Verstandsbefehl. Alle Jeden, seid zufrieden mit, was ihr habt und was ihr wird noch kriegen. Es wird sein Gut, hat nicht kein Meure. Hinter Der Jezer Horo schleppt uns sieht, gesei der Tag Nacht. Wenn nicht unser teurer Wollt, der Land uns umgebracht. 2000 Jahre gelitten und wir sind noch als da. Also wir steht jetzt heim, Hiele, mach das in dem Boy.
Alle Jeden, sei zufrieden mit, was ihr hat und was ihr wird noch kriegen.
A jeden muss sein Besimcho, jeden Tag, jede Minute. Meine Freund werden nicht ne Spoil, lasse geht die Goy im Gut. Falls es et euch a sei haben, weil die Welt ihr doch zu mischt. Alle weis sollen alle haben, was die Goy im Haben nicht. Ei.
Alle jeden, seid zufrieden mit, was ihr hat und was ihr wird noch kriegen. Es wird sein Gut, hat mich kein Meide. Ich hab alle Mitzvies und verlass nicht die Teure.
Was ist also lichtig wie der Schabesticker Tisch? Und was ist besser von dem Cholent und dem Fisch? Und was ist schöner wie ein hartes Jiddisch Lied? Und was ist besser wie zu sein auf dem Meid?
Thank you.
one wanted to play all on its own. Okay, that was Kristen Chenoweth with On a Turquoise Cloud. Before that, Yosel Tov, Al-Yidin. And I'm going to go out with something from the Maccabees, Achenu. And then hopefully Chris Earle will pop up there on the automated program that he's already programmed in. And I'll see you next time. Don't be late.
Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanisunim batzara uvashivya, haomdim bein bayam, uvein bayabasha. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanisunim batzara uvashivya,
Hamakom yirachem male, yotziyem mitzara liracha, meyachel aliyah rami, shibud ligula. Hamakom yirachem male, yotziyem mitzara.
On air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.